Welcome to Demo Mirror. This is Matt. I am here with Sean Masick. We just heard a song by him and his band called Coal Mine Canary, and the song called Entitlement. How are you, Sean?
I'm good.
Good.
It's a good day.
It is.
I still feel like I'm waking up, though.
Well, you got the whole day ahead of you to wake up, you know?
Yeah. Just,
So, the song, tell me a little bit about the song.
The song was recorded probably about a year ago, when Justin and I lived in Lowell, and we started working on the song like in the morning, I think after I came back from class, and then I had to go to work for five or whatever. So the whole thing was recorded, I don't know. And I mean, I only did one take on it. We had to do it really quick, 'cause I was like, I was already like dressed for work and ready to go.
Did you guys do that a lot? Do you take, is it like short windows of time you usually work in generally with your stuff?
It's a little bit different now. I mean, the way we used to write a year ago, or, you know, when we lived in Lowell, was a little bit different because, you know, when we lived together, it was just kind of like, hey, you want to play music? And we could play whenever we wanted to. And now we actually have to get together, and because he lives in Boston, I live in Lunenburg. Tom, our new drummer, lives in Lowell, and then Nick also lives in Lunenburg. So, yeah, I mean, we have to have like designated days to practice. It's not just like, it doesn't happen as spontaneously as it used to.
Right. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or different?
It's just different. I mean, I think that there are pros and cons to each. I mean, I think knowing that you have like a certain day to like meet up, it gives you more time to prepare and like make sure you have everything, I guess. But I mean, like this day, like Justin was just playing guitar and I was like, oh, I kind of like what you're doing. And I just found some lyrics that I had written in the past week or whatever. And it just seemed like, okay, this made sense. And then the guitar part was kind of written towards the vocals too, which is why it's like kind of weird timing. Because we didn't really intend to like have a drummer or like really play it like with a full band. It was just kind of like, let's do this before work today.
Is that sort of how you guys would do stuff? Just sort of, hey, I like that. Let's do something with it. Or does Justin basically write the music?
Yeah. It basically, I mean, we've worked with a lot of different, I mean, I feel like Coal Mine is like not quite a revolving door of musicians, but I mean, it's every 6 months there's something a lot different. Like it started off being like a lo-fi folky project that was really noisy, and we did it all with like internal mics on Justin's Mac.
this one was done like that, or was it done like that?
So this one is just me and Justin. I think it was kind of at the point where we didn't write as much with Andrew anymore. He was living there, like, in a corner of our house, like, literally a corner. Mm-hmm. But this was just kind of our thing. And I remember that actually Andrew said that at first he didn't really like it because it wasn't very catchy. Mm-hmm. And I think that made us like the song more, because mm-hmm. We're jerks, I guess. We did the whole thing on Justin's computer, and what we did was the first take is that he just played guitar and I sang, I'm not really sure what the word is I'm looking for, like a live recording. Mm-hmm. And then he went back and did another guitar track. And did percussion, which is him tapping on different objects in his room. Mm-hmm. But I think it ended up sounding kind of cool in the recording. So
There's some keyboard on there too. Did he do that?
Yeah, also did that. Yeah.
How about the lyrics? Like for this one, you're saying you just sort of had some lying around and you just applied them to this song.
Yeah. I feel like very rarely do I go in. I mean, I don't usually write to music. I don't write things like on the spot. I'm not very good on the spot, so like I'll just write something, and then if I have like 10 or 20 things written, I'll hear this song and kind of like apply appropriately, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I guess the song is, I mean, it's called Entitlement, and it's kind of about privilege, like white middle class privilege. Mm-hmm. And how I felt like really unprepared for, like, when things actually, like, got bad and I didn't know how to deal with it. So the song is kind of just about that, and how you think that, you know, that so many things should be handed to you, and then when they stop doing that, it creates conflict.
Right. How do you feel about song structures? This one seems a little, like, skewed. A little bit, or like off the beaten path, you know, like
that's absolutely right. And actually, one of the interviews you did, I don't remember who it was, but you were talking about, actually, no, it was Tony interviewing you. And you talked about how with Lights, you felt like you didn't really want to repeat stuff, and then you kind of like got in the groove of writing like more circular songs that like repeated parts and everything like that. But I think that as for, like, we kind of disregard theory a lot. Mm-hmm. And just, like, switch when it feels right and try not to repeat a lot. So it's just, like, kind of like a straight line, I guess, mm-hmm. as opposed to an ellipse or multiple circles.
Right. And the lyrics you write, are they sort of like that, too? They're maybe more like a poem, like, that would go in a line. Like, there's not, like,
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, right? I guess that I write poems and I write lyrics, and the difference is that my poems are longer. And with, you know, I guess at the time, we had started writing songs, like I said, like a year ago, that were a lot longer, and they did repeat a lot, and it was, like, really arduous. And it really didn't like appeal to I think either Justin or I, and so we wanted to write songs that didn't repeat, that were concise, that got a point across, both musically and vocally, I think. So yeah, I don't like mark things off as like chorus or verse chorus bridge.
Right.
I don't know, most of the time I just write in like paragraph form, so I think that it translates best to that kind of thing. I mean, I guess in theory I could, while we're playing, like, mark something off. It's like, okay, this could be a chorus, but...
And when you guys play live, it's been, like, a little while since I've seen you play live. You have a drummer now?
Yeah. Basically, in the past month, Jane, who was the other singer, left, and we got a drummer, because, I don't know, it's been something that we've talked about throughout the entirety of the band, and, like, whether we wanted a drummer or not. It just kind of fell in place, and it seems like it makes a lot of sense. And I mean, it was funny, because when you talked about just a second ago, you're like, oh, you guys playing live, and I was thinking, like, what month? Because I mean, it started off like where we would all like switch instruments, and I would play keyboard and Justin would play keyboard, and we had like just a bunch of like auxiliary stuff and melodicas and a Glock and Andrew would set up drums and would play drums during like one or two songs. And then it got less, like we just were like, okay, we should actually just stick to one instrument. Like it's like kind of cute, but not actually that effective for like playing good music. And so then it became more solid. And then things changed again because then Andrew left and we decided to just do just acoustic. So I don't know. I mean, I think that there are so many different settings that we've played in that it's like the way the songs are played live kind of differs a lot. And we're reworking a couple of the old songs to kind of fit with drums and kind of fit, I guess, the different energy with drums. I don't like using the word energy.
Yeah.
But
are the songs going to be more like, I think of you guys more like this demo, like it's very sort of like stripped down or like acoustic guitar bass sort of. Is it going to be more of like a, like an energy, like a rock energy, or is it going to be like still the same sort of deal?
Both. Okay. That's not a good answer at all. yeah, I mean, I think that we in the past haven't really been able to tap into that. It'll be kind of nice because I feel like a lot of what we listen to is somewhat rock oriented, you know, and rock is another term that I'm not really, because what does rock mean? But, we're still playing with acoustics. We're still, I guess it's kind of like wait and see. Cause okay. we like literally started working just like a couple weeks ago and we have a couple of songs down and it's just kind of, still in progress.
Are there any people out there that inspired you directly to do this project? Because I know you're in bands before. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Like musical influences or like...
Musical or like literary, if you want to talk about lyrics or anything like that. Let's start with musical. Like, are there any like direct musical?
Yeah, I mean, I think for most of the people in the band, there's, I mean, like various like Kinsella projects, like mm-hmm. the Chicago... based, I don't know, like Owls, Joan of Arc, Owen, and I suppose that whole kind of thing. I mean, once again, I feel like I don't have the right words to describe, like to talk about music sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so like when Justin comes up with a part, I can only like really describe it as like, well, that's noodly and cool, you know? And that's, I mean, I feel really dumb because I wish that I could describe it better, but I can't.
How about on your words and stuff?
I think that there are like some musical lyricists that I like a lot. John K. Samson from The Weaker Thans I like a lot, who I guess I wish I could write like. I'm not sure if he's really like so much an inspiration as like almost like kind of frustrating because I'm like, how do you think of stuff like this? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm trying to write more like simple, like direct. My favorite poet's William Carlos Williams. And I feel like I just like the idea of being able to say something like really simple but powerful at the same time. And I think in the past I've written things that are kind of like meandering and went off in all sorts of directions and kind of like danced around a point. And I guess I can appreciate that. But I feel like lyrics, a lot of times when I listen to it, I feel like it's like super cryptic. And I'm like, well, this song is written about a girl. I'm sure, but like I don't understand, like there's no real narrative. It's just like a mix of different metaphor, and like in a lot of times like bad metaphor. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I guess I appreciate things that are simple and direct, or if they're less simple to still have some sort of semblance of narrative or a point, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for talking about the song.
Thank you.
Inviting me into your room.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I hope it wasn't too messy for you.
No, it was good. I'm glad that there's Sega Genesis yeah. sitting right next to me.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Makes me feel better. No. All right, cool. So we'll see you later.
All right, bye, Matt.
Bye.